This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, bro.
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol. Now go to sleep, we.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld.
And here we are. We've arrived at the end of a journey of New York during COVID,
we get a round of applause for?
Does it deserve a round of applause?
Being over
for ourselves?
Yes,
yes, we persevered. Nevertheless, we persisted.
Oh boy. I'm honestly glad for them, because I feel like at this point they were probably also like,
I mean, we had Leah on like over a month ago at this point, and she seemed over it. Like,
and that's not good.
I haven't spoken to, you know, all the women in the cast, but like, it can't have been like fun to watch everyone just like hate this season. It was happening week to week. I remember hearing, back in, I guess it was February when they filmed this last weekend in the Hamptons, I remember hearing from, like, you know, someone close to the cast that the cast knew that nothing was happening. And they were kind of like, well, I don't know. And I mean, watching it play out, it's like, yeah, there was like not even like a little hint or an inkling of drama or disagreement or anything at this last trip. And it's like,
what are we watching for? I was like, no, we don't want everyone hugging and getting along. No.
Right. Like, it went out with a whimper, not a bang. Before we get more into this episode, one fun little news item that I feel like we should talk about. They announced a bunch of guest co-hosts that are going to be stepping into Meghan McCain's old seat on The View. And among them are Ebony K. Williams and Cameron Eubanks, which was a fun little plot twist. I feel like Ebony, like when I was thinking about this, like a couple months ago, I was like, oh, Ebony would be great on The View, but Cameron is not somebody I would have considered. And I feel like it could be fun. She could be good at it.
I would really want, I just, Ebony needs a show of some sort.
I was talking to a friend yesterday about how we love Ebony in general, but that Roni long-term might not be like the best fit for her. And I feel like something like The View could be like a really good outlet for her and a really good platform for her. Cause like, I don't know. It's almost like, I just don't want to see her like stuck in the mud with Ramona. Like that's the kind of thing where I'm like, she could be like thriving somewhere else.
Yeah. Real Housewives is almost holding her back, and she can spread her wings like doing something else better.
Which maybe she could do both. I mean, we see Garcelle, she's doing The Real and doing Beverly Hills this season. So who knows? I mean, I feel like Ebony is the kind of person where she is clearly talented at being like a personality. And so, you know, depending on what opportunities she gets, like the sky's the limit and she could be huge. So
go Ebony.
That's exciting.
Go Ebony.
Like the thing with Cameron that I'm not sure about is like The View is very politics focused, and I don't know. I've just never heard, like, I feel like she's never been a particularly like, you know, news oriented person, at least like publicly. So I'm curious if she really is like, you know, she might love talking about the news, and we just don't know that. Somebody commented, I posted this on Instagram. Somebody said that they got more like Kelly Ripa energy from Cameron, which I agree with. Like, I feel like she could do more of like a fun, like
Yes.
A fun hosting job versus like a news hosting job. But we'll see. I'm curious. I'm willing to be surprised. Let's get back to New York. So we pick up with this phone call with Harry Dubin, and you know, that is what it is. I like Leah and Ebony's commentary on the phone call, because you know, Ebony's saying that she doesn't think he actually has that much money, which I've heard that that's probably true. And Ebony calls him community dick, which is just like the most perfect dig. Yeah, it's accurate.
The three of them trotting around, chasing the phone, talking about like hooking up with him was like, tell me that wasn't like, for me, a college like flashback. Like, it was so Harry cringe. Dubin.
I was like, Luann is pretending that she doesn't care about Harry Dubin, but she obviously like wants to be like in on the joke.
Yeah. And the fact, like when they kept bringing up that infamous picture of the kiss of Harry and Ramona, like making out / swallowing each other's faces, I was like, guys, we don't need to go back to that. Like I think we
talked about last week how it's like, it's fun when we talk about it, but when that's the only storyline happening on the show, or it's not even a storyline, because at this point, it's not like Harry's at the party and they're hanging out with him. It's like, they're just talking about how they all know Harry. Like, that's not interesting.
Yeah. And when Luann was like, do I buy that Ramona, doesn't hook up with guys? Yeah, whatever. Do I buy that she doesn't randomly hook up with Harry Dubin? No.
I'm like, yeah, okay. Like, there's photographic evidence. So I'm not like, but they did have kind of a nice moment, a little bonding moment after dinner when everyone was sharing their worst sex stories, which I actually really enjoyed this part. Like, this was one of the most just like pleasant scenes I feel like we've had in a while, where I was like, this feels like a group that's hanging out and they actually are having fun together. And, you know, Ramona was clearly letting loose, especially when we saw her, you know, crystal pasties, which...
So I don't know, I'm not going to lie.
I liked hearing the stories. I thought that was fun.
Me too. And I liked seeing Ramona during this scene, because exactly what you said, letting loose, like she was just herself and like just at a dinner with girls talking about stuff with her friends. Like you don't have to have this like screen up like forever. Yeah. You've actually had sex before, just like they have too. You can tell a story.
This whole last trip to the Hamptons, I feel like Ramona felt so like uninhibited, in not in like a problematic way, in like a fun way. And I don't know, like she all of a sudden, like nobody seems to have an issue with Ebony, which is cool, but like I don't know if it's I feel like we're sort of like glossing over some things, but I feel like the fact that they basically took a month off of filming, probably, you know, it's like they came back to do this last weekend together and all of a sudden, like nobody has drama. And it's like, I guess from like a personal standpoint, that makes sense. But from a TV watching standpoint, it's like, damn, so nothing's going to happen.
Right. But that is like a sign for us where they are going to do a shakeup, because to be honest, like you need drama. Like you need, that is right. Like the storyline. And just like in our interview with Crystal last week, she said that when she spoke to someone, they were like, ideally, you don't want a storyline. Like, you don't want the main storyline to be about you, because that's never a good thing. But you need it in some aspect for, like, viewers to watch.
Just because you're, like, not everybody in the cast needs to be at the center of a tornado of drama.
Right.
But there needs to be a storm somewhere. Like, you can't just have six people sitting around the table with no issues with each other or whatever. And the fact that this last night was a whole identity swap party and nobody was even like a little pissed off at how somebody portrayed them or like a little offended by one of the jokes they made. It's like, this is the perfect setup for for Sean to be offended at something Sonia said. Like, there wasn't even like a little bit of that. And I'm like, come on. Just like Ramona be like a little mad at Leah or something. Like,
yeah. Ramona was like annoyed that Leah wore that dress because she wouldn't. And honestly, yeah, I agreed with that, but I, Bershawn was there. I don't want her to like stir drama. And I know she what, like, I don't, I want to know if they brought her in for this random party, like to try to start something, or like, if not, then why was she there? Just to have like another person? Like, it didn't make sense to me.
It occurred to me as she was arriving. I'm like, they literally wanted to have an yeah. even number of people for this identity swap party.
Oh no.
I don't, I mean, I don't know if that was the only reason she was there, but I'm sure that was part of it, that like if they were doing pairs of swaps.
Calling all my honeys, support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention.
I did think they did a good job with the costumes. Like, I thought Leah's was really funny when she came down with the IV bag and it was the plasma Pinot or whatever. I thought Ebony and Luann did a great job as each other. Like, mm-hmm. I thought it was really fun.
Ramona as Leah was amazing.
Yeah. Oh my God. Ramona as Leah.
But I'm with Sonia. Like, she's not that. She's not as ratchet as like Ramona was making it out to be.
Leah's whole thing is that she like doesn't give a fuck. Not that she's like the most raunchy person in the world.
I meant
like,
raunchy, not ratchet. Yeah.
I mean, Sam, like,
because she kept saying cock, and I was like, that's
like,
not.
She's like, I need the hard cocks, and it's like, that's Ramona. Not.
So Sonia was like, I've never heard her say cock. I heard her say vagina. Right. Thanks, Sonia. Thank you.
Yeah, it was again kind of like the night before with the Harry stuff. It's like, I thought it was fun at first. I liked seeing everyone's outfits. I thought it was nice to see them having fun with it. But then we still have, you know, half the episode and it's like, okay. So we're just sitting at dinner. They had their little question cards. Leah said some nice things about Ramona.
Very nice.
I thought Leah's thing about Ramona was like the kind of the best one. And then it was a little unfortunate that was the first one. Cause then it's like, okay, like Sonia and Brashan, like, I don't really feel like they care. They don't really know each other. So like, whatever.
Right. I was kind of thinking like if it was any other franchise, like let's say New Jersey, you know, Teresa would be the funniest person at this because she would have such a hard time saying something like so nice about someone else and being it right. genuine.
They would give Teresa and Jackie would have swapped and Teresa would have said something that would have like offended Jackie or Jackie would have made some kind of dig about Teresa and it would have gone over Teresa's head until 2 days later.
Oh my God. Yes. That's exactly.
I miss when they went to, I think they were in Jamaica or something and Jennifer Aiden did her impressions of the whole cast. Yeah. Like that's what I miss.
This last night's dinner just seemed that the women don't even have the energy anymore to do it because, you know, they all have it in them to make digs and do whatever. And the vibe I got is that they were like, whatever, like if I never see any of these people again, like, okay.
I do wonder how much it affected the fact that they did take that month break when Sonia had COVID. Cause they all thought they were supposed to be done filming by then. Like they wouldn't have still been filming on Valentine's Day if they didn't have the shutdown. So I feel like it seems like they almost were literally like, okay, we have to finish. We have to do a finale. What can we throw together? Like, I guess we have to do this. Like, fine, we'll go to Ramona's in the Hamptons for one night, two nights. But like, it didn't feel like, it wasn't like a fun trip. It was like, okay, we got to go back to the Hamptons, like finish up, which I don't know. And now there's literally no reunion that we know of. They haven't filmed it. There's no, as of like a few days ago, based on all the sources and stuff, there's no plan to film it. So it's like, I don't know really honestly why they would at this point, because like, I don't think anybody particularly is excited for a reunion. And also like scheduling wise, at this point, they would be taking like a month long break before the reunion airs. Like that. Well, then at that point,
would it be a Zoom? And also in Real Housewives history, has this ever happened before?
There was a rumor last week that they were doing a virtual reunion with Andy, and that turned out to not be true. I think Ramona is still in Aspen. Luann has been in Europe. So like, it doesn't seem like they're being like called back, but yeah, I don't know.
Like, I don't think there's ever not been a reunion after Housewives.
Yeah. I mean, there have been other shows that have not had reunions, like a Family Karma or like, you know, whatever. But I mean, even to not have like a Watch What Happens Live situation, like they could give them like a 20-minute Clubhouse reunion.
Oh, we'd hate to see that. That's on Summer House level, right? It's just Summer House.
Yeah, even Summer House has gotten better than that now. But it's like, thinking about it, though, it's just like, what would we talk about at this reunion? So there's, obviously, there would be, I feel like the elephant in the room is Ebony and Ramona and sort of the insensitivity coming from Ramona and Luann for parts of the season. But at the same time, it's like, that's an important issue, but I don't know that I really want to see them rehash that. Like, I feel like Ebony would again be put in a position where it's like her responsibility to be like educating, which I don't think is, you know, I don't think that's really appropriate. I don't think that should be like expected of her. So I'm like, I don't really want to see Ramona be like, la 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 la, I'm not a racist for another hour.
Yeah. And I hate to say it because they do need to, you know, learn a little bit, but it almost is with those conversations in this group, like you're just beating a dead horse. Like it's
right. Like
we're just going to go in circles.
Of course, I would love for Ramona to be a great person and to, you know, have a complete change of heart.
Right.
But I don't think it's worth our time or Ebony's time or whoever's time to be like lecturing her again when she said she doesn't want to learn. So yeah,
exactly my point. But if we hear anything, we will let you know.
I still feel like, so at the end of this episode, they teased like the secrets revealed or bonus footage episode, which is like, normally that's where they would have the reunion trailer. And obviously they don't have that. It still feels like a little unbelievable to me that there's just going to be like no kind of reunion or even like an announcement about a reunion. Like, it just feels so unprecedented. You know,
like, they think we're going to forget. Like, we're just not going to like follow up about this.
I would like to forget, but I won't.
No, like, I will circle back with Bravo and be like, you guys checking in on the above. Oh, on the below deck. Also, I hate that I've mentioned this before, that they keep doing like for any show, the never before seen, or like they need to do like bloopers, or they need to do like better scenes at never before seen, not like just clips from the same scene that were cut. Like, we need to do the actual footage that wasn't shown in the episode. Like, they just need to revamp that and make it like really like at the end of the movie, where they do that.
I feel like it really depends on the season, because mm-hmm. I think there are some seasons where they are, a lot is happening, they're cutting really interesting things.
They have so much footage to show.
We saw with that Beverly Hills, when they did the never before seen episode last week, there was like a whole moment where Sutton said that she offered financial support to Erica for her divorce, and that was like a bombshell, and it's like, why wasn't this in the episode? Obviously, I'm glad that that footage is out there, but it's like, I don't really need to see like five more minutes of, you know, like Luann, you know, doing her music video or whatever.
Watch New York, like, the producer's like, no, we literally don't have any extra footage.
I think that's the issue with this season, is that they're probably trying to stretch another episode out mm-hmm. of it, but I don't really think there's anything important that we missed.
Right.
So, but do you remember on Beverly Hills last season, a lot of the Denise Bravo, Bravo, Bravo stuff, they only showed in the Secrets Revealed episode. And when that scene happened during the season, we were like, wait, I thought there was going to be a whole thing.
Well, that's the issue with the Secrets Revealed as opposed to the never before seen. The Secrets Revealed is literally all stuff that the audience has seen before. It's not a secret. They're not secrets. Like, we know about it.
It's like, we added 5 seconds onto the beginning and the end of this scene, and now it's a new scene. It's like,
yes,
maybe.
Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the 3-beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin Orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart, or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
All right, let's go below deck, shall we?
Let's go under the sea. So we have our new 4th stew slash just stew.
Slash Delaney, like, just person coming slash, onto the boat.
Slash not really a stew at all. So Delaney arrives and she seems like a nice gal. Like, she probably means very well. But we very quickly find out that she actually has no experience being a stewardess on an actual yacht like this, that she's done She's mostly a deckhand, and then she's done essentially like waitressing on charter boats.
Which technically, she did not lie on anything on her CV. Like, it's just she hasn't been on this boat, this type of boat before.
I mean, I think. I don't know, like, all of the, let's say, like, best practices in the yachting industry, but I feel like there's probably a different sort of expectation. Like, if you're applying to a job on a super yacht and you say that you have stewardess experience, that means, like, to the level, you know, like, doing the laundry, make, you know, doing the guest cabins.
Oh, you mean not getting full Costco platters and handing them out to the charter guests?
And like refilling sodas. It's like,
okay.
It kind of hurts this. My heart a little bit. She's like, I do laundry at my house. I'm like, oh, okay, honey.
It's not the same. I have said this 100 times because it's the one thing on all the below deck shows I cannot wrap my head around. Mm-hmm. That is bringing it back to why I feel like it's not her fault. The captain, they don't interview these people.
Oh,
they
no.
walk on the, I could walk on a boat tomorrow with a resume and they'll be like, so, okay, you've done this. They have no idea. We've seen this before where people just say whatever. And like, please, it happens in real life too. You obviously lie on your resume. Everyone does it. It's like, whatever. But if you haven't lied on your resume, you haven't had a real job.
For legal purposes, that was a lie.
And anyway, but like it's so funny when a new person just comes into any captain's like chair and they're like, so, all right, so what size boat have you been on? That's the interview. You have no background.
Like, imagine if like for our jobs, all we did was like send the resume and then they were like, okay, sounds good. You can start on Monday. I do think Delaney has been put in kind of a tough position because even if she could have been more clear on her resume, clearly she was the only person sort of that available. Was available because right. of the quarantine situation. Clearly, Sandy, she's not breaking the fourth wall here, but like, I think what she means is that like production was like, you can only have two extra people and it's going to be one chef and one deck stew. And so, you know, this is who they cast essentially. But I also don't blame Lexi and Courtney for being kind of frustrated with this situation because they already had mixed feelings about the fact that they were bringing an extra stew on board. But then the fact that this extra person to help them doesn't even really know how to do any of the stuff. It's like, oh, I mean, it would be one thing if she was like genuinely helpful, but
yeah, like she's there, she's helping, like she's doing laundry and it's helpful, but they're basically all being like, we could do this without her. Like we're not struggling over here. And I do have to say, I really like that Lexi like kind of took under wing and she's like, you want to go ask if they want drink, like kind of showing her how
Lexi's attitude is like a lot better in this episode.
I'm sorry, we cannot not talk about how she introduced her to the guests though, because she didn't like understand her name was Delaney. And she was like, did you hear? And she was, they even wrote it out in a thing. They were like, this is, she called her like Deloina or something, Deloney. Oh, and it was like D-E-L. It was like, she sounded like she was calling her Baloney, but it was like Deloney. You have to go back and watch. It was so funny.
Is that better or worse? Is that better or worse than David thinking her name was Andrea?
Yeah, I was like, guys, it's Delaney. But I feel like it was so, all the charter guests were drunk. This charter seems really not like drunk that we've seen in the past, but drunk and just chill, like having a good time.
They do seem chill, aside from their preference sheets with the food.
Oh my gosh.
And poor Matt.
Matt was like, did they not talk about before they came? Like, can we all eat something together? I'm like, that's not how it works. They don't go to a restaurant.
I always do wonder that. Like, if you're all filling out your preference sheets, like, I feel like you would do it like maybe we could have like Thai food one night would be fun. Whereas like, people are like, oh, well, like, I like lobster. I don't like seafood. I like this. Like, you're only there for two nights.
It's different because they all have different dietary restrictions. Like, one was gluten-free, vegan, blah, 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 dairy-free. Like, so that's difficult on his end. But at the same time, like, if my friends were going out to seafood, like, I don't eat seafood, but I won't ever let it affect, like, I'll get a salad, you know? Like, I'll let, like, you would have to be going, majority loses for me.
It would have to be a very specific restaurant for you to like not be able to eat anything.
Correct. But poor Matt. Oh boy.
And that burn on his fingers, I had to look away because it was pretty gnarly.
So at one point I was like, we don't like have to show it again. It's a second degree burn. Like I feel very bad and it's painful, but like, please stop showing it in the camera.
Okay. Was this more or less difficult for you to watch than Ashley Darby's placenta being fried?
I think, okay. So the placenta was more gross to me, but the hand is an injury. So it like, I felt
it's a little more like visceral where you're like, oh, like, that hurts.
Like Malia was like, oh, like I felt that.
Which, I mean, when they showed the placenta, the cameraman was also retching a little bit. I felt bad for him. I was like, we couldn't have made Ashley do this like home footage style.
Okay, here's the difference. A hand, everyone has a hand and that could happen. A placenta is not for everyone to see.
I don't feel any personal attachment to a placenta. Whereas like a hand, I'm like, if that were my finger, I would be freaking out.
I have the same finger as you. I don't have the same placenta.
I burned my finger like a month ago because I was drunk and I was lighting candles on a cake.
Oh yeah.
And
Dylan, I have to tell you what to do.
Okay.
Even though you're drunk, so it might not have helped. Mm. You always light one candle and use that candle to light the other candles.
That would have been smart. Yeah.
So going forward.
I should have just had somebody less drunk than me light the candles.
Maybe. Was the cake good though?
It was really good.
Like, please, let's talk about what really matters here.
The cake was really good.
Wait, and also there was a birthday cake tonight, which they didn't shine on, or last night, and shine on. What does that even mean? And
I don't know.
We've talked about cakes in the past, and my point is this cake looked phenomenal and delicious, but they didn't light the candles because of COVID.
Oh my God. But also this cake was store-bought, so is the way to go.
Exactly. Like, honestly, which means someone did make it, but
if I was going on Below Deck, like as a guest and I wanted a cake one night, I literally would put on the preference sheet, please buy it from the store just so that it doesn't look like trash.
Not even look. Honestly, store-bought cakes they just hit differently.
That's so true. Like, unless you're going to have like a pastry chef making your cake, just buy it from the store.
ShopRite cakes. Like, are you kidding me? That's where I would always get my cakes. Like, now they start to make personal size. So like me and my friends, like literally just like buy cakes. No, we don't.
After this, I might have to go see if the like deli or something sells like slices of cake.
Oh my God. I'm drooling.
I haven't had lunch yet. So I'm like I'm peckish.
I did. And I just made pasta because, you know, in between meetings and we have to watch like, to watch and recording and more meetings. I do it in the 10 minutes that I have. And now I ate it way too fast and I'm sick.
Oh my God. Yeah. Whatever. Well, our lunch schedules are our own problem.
Can someone help us?
Back to the Delaney situation. There is a whole nother level of mess when Sandy finds out that it is actually a legal issue to have her sharing a cabin with a man. So, and it's not up to them. There's no way it can't happen. It's too much of a liability. So all of a sudden, through this like complicated game of Tetris or whatever, that means that six people have to switch cabins. And like, I really appreciated them giving us the visual of like who was going where, because otherwise I would have been so confused.
Yeah. And now it's just really frustrating because the fact that going back and Katie wanted someone to help. And then remember I mentioned last week, I didn't understand why she was so torn when she had the opportunity. Now she has someone and she's like, it's causing more like harm than good. And I have always said I like Katie. I actually really do. But now more and more things are happening where she's almost like so lax about things that that's where the problems are like starting.
I think she is really good at the work part of her job. I think she struggles a little bit with the decision making and the management, which is totally relatable. Like, I think I think she's really good at being like the chief stew, but then when stuff kind of like arises that she has to handle, she kind of gets in her head about it. And we see that at the end of the episode when she has this little sit down with Delaney, and it seems like she's kind of trying to let her go. Like, she sits down and is basically like, yeah, it's like causing a lot of stress. And like, I don't know, like, you're not really a stew, like all this stuff. And it almost feels like Delaney like talks her into giving her another chance. I don't know if she was like planning to fire her, but Delaney's like, I feel like I deserve another chance. And it's like,
yeah, Katie goes into these conversations without a goal. And we saw her do it with Lexi too. Like, she just doesn't know what she actually wants to say. And so I actually thought Delaney did an awesome job at like defending herself and sticking up for herself and kind of turning it around and making Katie look kind of dumb, to be honest. She was like, I actually don't think it's fair that you brought me on here. I'm actually doing a good job. So you have like no leg to stand on getting rid of me. And so she was like, yeah, let's have a conversation at the end of this charter. And then it ended like, okay, cool. They both said cool like four times. They were like, cool.
Cool. Yeah, I feel like Katie doesn't really want anyone to be mad at her. So she's like, okay, that sounds fine. Like, sure, we'll do it to push it off another day. But like,
if Delaney leaves, I hope there's something for her to do. And she didn't just fly to Croatia, like to go on a boat for a day and then fly home. Like, I hope there's another job for her somewhere around there.
I think she's getting paid for the whole season regardless. But
okay, good. I'm concerned.
Maybe not tips,
I was like concerned.
But like the basic, you know, like Bravo, whatever salary.
Damn. I'll go on a boat for 2 days and get paid for the whole season.
That was what Sandy was saying last week when she brought it up. She was like, oh, she's in quarantine. Like, she's getting paid already. We might as well have her on the boat.
True.
So I think Bravo probably pays them for the whole time they're like there, whether they're working or not.
There was also a way to avoid this, which was one, Captain Sandy finding out ahead of rearranging the bunks first before she got there, and two, Captain Sandy finding out that information before she got on the boat. But that's just me.
Yeah, it was like messy that they, I guess she said there was like a time zone delay or something with them finding out. But I'm like, okay.
Whatever.
I
feel
like
always there's like a time difference.
For somebody who is, we know, a stickler for maritime law, I feel like Sandy would be like aware that that might have caused a problem.
Who fucking memorized the maritime law?
Like, let me get out my law book and find the statute that falls under. whatever. There's like some storm coming. I'm like, okay, boat stuff.
Malia's like out on the front of the boat. She's like, look what's coming to me. She looks like she's in like the scene of The Perfect Storm, where she's like on, and Sandy's like, it'll pass. It's just gonna pass. And Malia's like about to get literally
like a
blown
bolt of
into
lightning 10 feet away from her. whatever. I'm sure they'll be fine.
Oh god, yeah. I mean, I think they are, but yes, we're praying for you.
Well, we will be back on Thursday with another episode. That's gonna do it for us today. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, follow the show wherever you listen. You can follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches, and just be cool.
Don't be all like uncool. Happy birthday to you.
Now I really want cake.
Mention It All is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart, or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.